It was after the January transfer window, I found out off the gaffer at Macclesfield, said he got a phone call off Barry Fry. I've been playing every game this season for Macclesfield, and he said wants to take me on an emergency loan to end the season with a permanent at the end of it. So it took me by surprise, obviously, with the window being short, but I was excited at the same time as well to challenge myself in the Championship.
Was there any hesitation about joining Posh, obviously, a club that you know? Because I think you spent a bit of time here on trial, didn't you?
I did do, yeah. They offered me a contract when I was 17, but I didn't feel as though it was the right time for me then. But now, there's no second thoughts about it straight away. As soon as they come in, it was a yes from me.
Yeah, and they play the right kind of football. Is that something that attracted you? Because they love to get the ball on the floor and knock it around, don't they?
Yeah, well, I've heard good things about the gaffer. He improves players, and that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to join the club, to improve myself as a player, and I feel as though Peterborough is the right place to come and do that.
I know the manager said you're not a direct replacement for Ryan Bennett, but presumably that's obviously the career path you want to take. Like you say, be improved as a player here and then one day play at the top level.
Yeah, that's the aim, yeah. So I've just got to get my head down now and work hard and try and get myself cement a place in the team for next season. Hopefully play a few games this end of this season and really push for it next season, cement a place.
How ready do you feel that you are to jump up to the Championship? Because as you well know, Zakwani picked up another injury on Tuesday night, and they are a bit short at centre back at the moment. You could be straight in there in the deep end at the weekend.
Well, that's what they've signed me for. I'm going to have to make my debut sooner or later. So I'll be ready. I've played every game this season for Macclesfield, so match fitness is fine. It's just obviously the step up from League 2 to Championship will be a difference, but I'm sure I'll get used to it eventually.
Is it almost kind of better to be thrown at the deep end and not have a chance to kind of sit there and think about it and worry yourself about it?
Yeah, maybe it is, yeah. You don't have the days thinking about, I'm starting at the weekend. If you just chuck straight into the deep end, you tend to run on adrenaline a bit, which helps get you through it. And once you've got the first two out of the way, I'm sure I'll settle in.
Yeah, Bristol City on Saturday then. I know you've been concentrating on Macclesfield, but I'm sure you've kept an eye on the Championship League table. It's a massive one for the club.
Yeah, it's a big game this weekend, so if I play, it's going to be a massive debut as well as a massive game for the club. So hopefully I can do well if I do play.
Just tell us a bit about you as a player. Are you a no-nonsense centre-back, or do you like to get the ball down and play, or a bit of both?
I like to think a bit of both, yeah. People like to say I'm an old-fashioned centre-half, win and header, tackle, but I also like to think I can play as well, so...
Yeah, more and more important nowadays, isn't it, to be able to bring the ball out of defence, and your distribution has to be strong.
Especially at the higher you play, distribution's one of your main factors, I think, as a centre-half now, the higher you play up in the leagues.
So immediate aims, I guess, to break into the first team and then just kind of use it as a learning experience and then really kind of establish yourself next season. Would that be fair?
Yeah, break into the team, cement myself a place, work hard and try and push on from there and try and improve my all-round game.
So if Darren comes up to you on Friday and says, right, Sean, I'm going to hand you a debut tomorrow, how do you prepare yourself? Are you one of these players that kind of envisages everything that's going to happen on the day, or do you try and sort of take a seat back and then think about it on the morning of the match? How do you prepare?
I'll just go into the game as I do with every other game, just try and relax. Obviously think about the game, switch on what I'm going to have to do in the game. But other than that, no, just relax and wait for the kickoff.
And was it your first training session today?
Today is my first training session, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you haven't had to sing for the lads yet then?
Not yet, no.
Is that in the pipeline?
I believe so, yeah, but I don't know when that's going to be.
No, do you know what you're going to sing yet though?
Not yet, no. I'll have to have a think about that. Yeah.
Can you hold your own singing voice?
I can do a Robbie Williams Angels, quite a good cover of that, so that could be first choice.